Today we're going to say a little more about the rational numbers from a more abstract point of view. Let's begin by talking about the axiom of a field. So a field is an algebraic structure that you will learn more about in an advanced algebra class, but you'll learn a little bit about it here. A set S is called a field if it is equipped with a binary operation, usually called addition and denoted plus, and a second binary operation, usually called multiplication and denoted dot, such that the following axioms are satisfied. Now, there's a whole lot of axioms here, but they're mostly pretty familiar. Okay, the first one is that S is closed under addition. You want to know that if you take two elements of S and add them together, you get another element of S. Addition is commutative. Addition is associative. You've seen all these things before. There is an element called 0 in S, which is an additive identity. That is to say, if X is an S, then 0 plus X plus 0 equals X. And each element of S has an additive inverse. So if X is an S, then there is an element minus X in S, such that X plus minus X equals 0. So those are the five axioms for addition. And then we have five corresponding axioms for multiplication. S is closed under multiplication. If you take two elements of S and multiply them together, then you get another element of S. Multiplication is commutative. Multiplication is associative. Again, these are familiar ideas. There is an element called 1, which is a multiplicative identity. So if X is an S, then 1 times X equals X times 1 equals X. And finally, each non-zero element of S has a multiplicative inverse. So if X is not 0 and an element of S, then there is an element X inverse S, such that X times X inverse equals X inverse times X equals 1. The element X inverse is sometimes denoted by 1 over X, but usually we write X inverse with a superscript minus 1. And the last axiom is distribution. Multiplication distributes over addition. If X and Y and Z are elements of S, then X times the quantity Y plus Z equals X times Y plus X times Z. So the rational numbers Q certainly form a field. They certainly satisfy all of those axioms, rather obviously. And so do the real numbers, and so do the complex numbers. There are infinitely many other examples of fields. Next, we will prove some properties of fields. We could just prove them for the rational numbers, but instead we establish the results for all fields at the same time. So you should find this pretty interesting. Theorem. Any field has the following properties. 1. If z plus x equals z plus y, then x equals y, so that's a cancellation property. If x plus z equals 0, then z equals minus x, so the additive inverse is unique. Number 3, minus minus y equals y, so the additive inverse of the additive inverse of y is just y. If y is not 0 and y times x equals y times z, then x equals z, so cancellation for multiplication. If y is not 0 and y times z equals 1, then z is equal to y inverse, so the multiplicative inverse is unique. X inverse inverse equals x, 0 times x equals 0. If x times y equals 0, then either x is 0 or y is 0. Minus x times y is minus the quantity x times y, which is x times the quantity minus y. And finally, minus x times minus y equals x times y. So we won't prove all of these, but we'll prove some of them, just for practice, okay? To prove 1, we write z plus x equals z plus y implies minus z plus x equals minus z plus y. And now associativity allows us to write minus z plus z, the quantity plus x equals minus z plus z to the quantity plus y. And of course, minus z plus z is 0. So we get 0 plus x equals 0 plus y. And then finally, x equals y. So that's cancellation for addition. To prove 7, we observe that 0 times x equals 0 plus 0 times x. And we can rewrite the right-hand side as x times 0 plus 0, and we can use the distributive law to write that as x times 0 plus x times 0, and the commutativity of multiplication to write this as 0 times x plus 0 times x. So we have 0 times x equals 0 times x plus 0 times x. And now we can add 0 for free to the left-hand side. And now we can cancel a 0 times x from each side, and we get 0 equals 0 times x. And that's number 7. To prove 8, We suppose that x is not 0. In this case, x has a multiplicative inverse, x inverse, and we multiply both sides of our equation by this element. So we have x inverse times x times y equals x inverse times 0. Using the associative law of multiplication, we can rewrite this as the quantity x times x inverse times y equals x inverse times 0. Rewrite the right-hand side as 0 times x inverse. We can simplify the left-hand side because x times x inverse is 1, so now we have 1 times y equals 0 times x inverse. And now 1 times y is just y, and the right-hand side is 0, so we have y equals 0. So we have shown that if x is not 0, then y equals 0, and that's proving that either x equals 0 or y equals 0. Okay, that's a little bit of logic that we learned at the beginning of the course. And those are all the parts of that theorem we're going to prove. You can prove the other ones as exercises. And now we have an example. The integers z form a strict, simple, ordered set when equipped with the usual ordering. We can make this ordering precise by saying that x is less than y if y minus x is a positive integer. For instance, 6 is less than 8 because 8 minus 6 equals 2, which is a positive integer. Likewise, minus 5 is less than minus 1 because minus 1 minus minus 5 is 4, which is a positive integer. And the same ordering works on the rational numbers. If A is a strictly ordered set and a and little b are elements, then we often write A less than or equal to b to mean either A less than b or A equals b. When a field has an ordering which is compatible with the field operation, then a richer structure results. So here's a definition to put that idea into context. A field, capital F, is called an ordered field if F has a strict simple ordering less than that satisfies the following additional properties. If x, y, z are in F, and if y is less than z, then x plus y is less than x plus z. So you see that's compatibility of the ordering with addition. And if x and y are in F, and x is greater than 0, and y is greater than 0, then x times y is bigger than 0. And that's compatibility of the ordering with multiplication. Again, these familiar properties of the rational numbers Q form an ordered field. Some further properties of ordered fields may be proved from the axioms. So here are some further properties. There are six of them. Any ordered field has the following properties. If x is less greater than 0 and z is less than y, then x times z is less than x times y. If x is less than 0 and z is less than y, then x times z is greater than x times y. So this is multiplication by a negative number reverses an inequality. If x is bigger than 0 and minus x, then minus x is less than 0. If x is less than 0, then minus x is greater than 0. If 0 is less than y is less than x, then 0 is less than 1 over x is less than 1 over y. So reciprocals reverse inequalities. If x is not equal to 0, then x squared is bigger than 0. And if 0 is less than x is less than y, then x squared is less than y squared. So we'll prove a few of these statements just for practice. To prove one, observe that property one of ordered fields, together with our hypothesis, implies that minus z plus z is less than minus z plus y. Using axiom A2, we see that y minus z is bigger than 0. Since x is bigger than 0, property two of ordered fields gives x times y minus z is bigger than 0. And finally, x times y equals x times y minus z plus z, which is x times y minus z plus x times z, which is greater than 0 plus x times z by property 1 of ordered fields. In conclusion, x times y is greater than x times z, and that is what we wanted to prove. To prove 3, begin with the equation 0 equals minus x plus x, which is the additive inverse property. Since x is bigger than 0, the right-hand side is greater than minus x, thus 0 is greater than minus x as claimed. The proof of the other statement of 3 is similar. And finally, to prove 5, we consider two cases. If x is greater than 0, then x squared is x times x is positive. By property 2 of ordered fields, if x is less than 0, then minus x is greater than 0. By part 3 of the present theorem, which we just proved, hence minus x times minus x is greater than 0. But part 10 of the last theorem guarantees that minus x times minus x equals x times x, hence x times x is greater than 0. And that's the end of the story and also the end of the lecture. Thank you for listening.